Dinner?
Ain't nothing like getting together with family and having a good meal.
Drinks?
Everybody who's anybody drinks.
Pull up a chair and join Nick and Bridget from Lake Geneva Country Meats with Mike Mason for Dinner Plus Drinks Extra.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friend.
I'm joined once again by my two podcasting chums. What's the last time you heard that word?
Well,
chums.
You are our third amigo now.
Yeah, you're official.
I know. I feel like I'm part of the gang.
You're part of the Musketeers.
You made it through orientation.
What are the Musketeers' names? You're the third Musketeer now.
Okay, moving on.
The people you hear are the hosts of Dinner Plus Drinks, Nick Vorpagel and Bridget Leach. You may or may not know them from Lake Geneva Country Meats. And you want to know why I'm part of the gang?
Yes.
Because I was just in Nick's basement voluntarily a couple days ago for this week's upcoming podcast.
Well, we put
that
it,
was quite an experience.
Yeah, we have it out now so the people can watch it.
All right.
We have it out. We did a
I got the message. I'm interested.
We did a special episode with Mike.
Yeah, we got a special release and we made him drink all of the yummy/disgusting lime seltzer.
I brushed my teeth like 1,200 times.
Spoiler alert, not a big fan.
No, not at all.
If you want to hear the most disgusting noises of disgust that you could ever possibly hear, listen to this episode.
Why couldn't you invite me for a burger tasting or alcohol
anything
tasting?
Anything else?
We did give you a little at the end. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
We at least made it up to you a little bit.
All right.
Well, I wouldn't call that making up for it, but okay, we did try all the lime seltzer, which I think was part of the problem. Lime seltzer is not the best by a long shot.
I actually thought about you guys. I was in Target and I walked by one of the aisles.
All the bubbly?
There's all the seltzers are out there.
Should have bought a different flavor.
Watermelon flavor. And
you should have tried,
I saw, was it Spindrift or whatever it was?
Oof.
And I was like, hey, I've had that.
Hey!
And it sucks.
It's so bad.
And I never want to have it again.
I think you gave that one 40 out of 100 points.
No, I hated Spindrift the most.
What was the scale? He goes, it's not just on a 1 to 5. He goes, rate this 100.
That's my fault.
Bridget was overthinking the 1 to 10, so
obviously,
we had to give her more room to
I
make
said
it 1
every
to
time you scale 1 to 10, I scale everything a 7, because there's always room for improvement.
I did scale 1 to 75. They'll have to tune in for that.
Yeah,
right?
You will.
Yeah.
This is a good one to watch at YouTube as well, because everybody can see what you look like.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to... Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a bonus or not, but...
I think people want to see you. You're a good-looking dude.
Oh, well.
We were just discussing how you look just like our friend Eminem.
Nick and I are dating now.
You were in his basement.
I walk in, there's a tripod. I'm not sure what's going to be happening now. Pulp Fiction.
We went there.
So I've got the hoodie on, and this is my Eminem look.
Yeah,
hat,
you guys.
Hoodie.
We really should have recorded our pre-show chats. Those are always the best.
I will say this, though. I am impressed with the setup of the Dinner Plus Drinks podcast in the basement.
Yeah, that's all Nick, man.
Yeah, we tried.
He hammered that out in like a week.
We try to be professional. We try to make sure we have the stuff.
Shelves.
The comfy floor.
A padded floor.
That no one gets to see, but really that's my favorite part,
like
too.
And we need to have a centerpiece. So we need someone to
like
get
a woodworker.
And I like that you stand.
Yeah. We've talked about this a little bit.
I think sitting, I don't, like we're sitting right now, I would prefer to stand.
Yeah,
these
mics
don't go all the way up to stand, though.
You can bring the noise a little bit harder, a little bit more intensity. You lean into the mic. When Marshall Mathers is rapping, he's not sitting. When Mike Mason,
you better watch 8 Mile.
Call him by his proper name,
Mr. Mathers.
He is.
Wow.
When you really bring it, Mike, you're standing. I know.
Wow.
I know.
Mike hasn't seen 8 Mile, but we're gonna make him watch it.
Yeah, I should really get on that though. Have you just segue into his daughter? Have you seen her lately?
No.
She's gorgeous.
Is she?
Gorgeous.
She's good looking.
I believe that actually.
Yeah.
Also, I wouldn't say that where he could hear it because he will come at you.
Yeah. There's a song about it.
He's like 50 now, right?
Yeah, and he's had like 17 feuds with people who said your daughter's good looking.
Oh. God.
Bleep that out.
It wasn't a compliment, right?
I think so.
Should I cut that out now? You know what? While we're talking about this, speaking of threats.
We really are going everywhere.
Yeah, we are. I got one yesterday here at the studio.
Really?
Yeah.
A real one?
Because it happens all the time.
What?
Because people are crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So
true.
I'm active on Twitter, and I happen to make a tweet about Bette Midler. She's a little.
That is not where I thought you were going.
She is very active on Twitter.
Really?
And she's very, how do I put this?
Opinionated?
She's just kind of disgusting.
Oh.
She just doesn't hold back.
Okay.
And I don't either.
Okay.
So she made a tweet and I responded to it.
Bette Midler?
And all of a sudden, the phone rang here.
Come
right?
on.
Yeah. and they wanted to speak to the general manager about how, and this person doesn't even live here. Like, they live four states away. What? And they specifically
Maybe
said,
they listen online.
We are appalled by what your afternoon DJ said about Bette Midler.
Oh my God.
And we are threatening to boycott if he doesn't make a public apology about Bette Midler.
What are we boycotting?
And here's the best part. He doesn't know what kind of group of people he's dealing with.
Oh, boy.
So apparently the Bette Midler people.
Dude, this is hilarious.
Are
I mean, it's not because threats are not funny, but what?
Some threats are funny.
All over Bette Midler?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's funny that you got in a little bit of a Twitter feud with Bette Midler, though. I mean, she didn't feud
It's not
that.
My first. It's not my first.
Okay, guys.
You know,
well.
I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
If I were on your podcast, I would say, I don't give a...
Can't
you
say
can say
it.
That I'm...
Don't,
yeah.
don't coax me into
say
swearing,
it. I'll bleep
okay?
it.
No,
I bleep you every week. Say it. Say
I'm
it.
Done swearing officially.
All right, fine. So on your podcast this week, I'll be on it.
Yep. Check
what
it
else
out.
You got?
Dinnerplusdrinks.com. You can see all of the stuff on how to listen to it. You can watch the YouTube, get the links, learn more about what Bubbly Mike liked the least and the most. God.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram. And like we've mentioned seven times, YouTube this week, Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast.
Will I be on your podcast again? Did I earn that right?
Probably.
Can I?
Probably.
Guess we'll see.
Maybe we'll do
only if you're rapping an Eminem song.
All right, I'll do that.
We'll give you alcohol, and then you have to pick an Eminem song to rap.
Okay.
Deal.
Perfect.
Yeah, we could do some
MM.
Lip sync
MM.
Battle.
Whoa.
Mind blowing.
New episodes of Dinner Plus Drinks are released every Sunday morning. You can automatically receive them on your favorite device by subscribing in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
You can also listen online whenever you want and get links to everything we talk about by visiting dinnerplusdrinks.com. And be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast. We'll talk again soon.
On Lake 96.1.